got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's in my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh my gosh, I'm on mine!
You added it!
I didn't
you
add
added
it!
Added that.
I
yes,
didn't even
you
know
did.
What
you can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Friday!
Recorded woos.
Everybody out.
Which is just as awkward when we were recording them.
Everybody get out of the studio, Roy. I don't know what you're talking about. Pre-recorded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Everybody was just in here hooping and hollering.
Big party.
Big party in here. Although it is a big party in here when Dunkin' Donuts is in here.
Yeah.
Hey. And Dunkin' Donuts and champagne and hot dogs. What a morning.
We just found out, by the way, something that surprised me. Loren does not like hot dogs.
Yeah. I knew this about her. I don't know how you do not know this about her.
I didn't know it.
We've been asked her to go to JJ's so many times, and she's like...
Eh. I get chicken fingers when we go to JJ's.
See, I knew somebody got chicken fingers, but I thought it was Roy.
No.
I didn't know that was you.
No, well, the chicken... I tell you what, though. The chicken on a bun at JJ's is pretty good.
It is good, yeah.
It's pretty good.
So since when don't you like hot dogs?
Since forever. It is the idea of a hot dog that I can't get past. Like, what it is makes me want to throw up just talking about
it's
it.
Delicious.
I love a hot dog.
No.
So good. And by the way, why are you looking at hot dogs?
Because I'm trying...
A bit?
I'm trying to for the a bit? Toppings, okay. Yeah.
So we're going to do a segment later on called What's on the Wiener? And this is one of the...
Oh!
Muscles, a.k.a. Eric, who works here part-time, wants to be, you know, part of the MRL show, likes to get in on the fun. So he pitched this idea to bring in hot dogs, and then we're going to be blindfolded. He's going to put different toppings on the hot dogs, and we're going to eat them.
Okay.
You know, I think my dad destroyed me from hot dogs, and he loved hot dogs. But growing up, I could only eat them if they were really burnt. And
burnt?
But, like, they had to be charred.
You can make your own. I brought the grill in.
I don't know. I will have to because you're going to make me do this, but... I was told growing up that they're just pieces of the actual meat, like lips and booties, basically.
Oh, you need to get beef hot dogs. All beef.
Yeah, hot dogs have a bad reputation.
Yeah.
There's different kinds, like Nathan's, Ballpark,
yeah.
Hebrew National.
Even all beef, it's just lips and booties of something else.
That's
not a
true.
Pig.
No.
Yeah, but they're delicious. Who cares? So good.
No, it's not lips and booty.
JJ's just sold a million.
Lips and booty.
JJ's Red Hot's just sold a million. You think a million people are eating lips and booties?
Yeah, right.
Come
I do.
On. No. Stop it. They're delicious.
No, you know there's hot dogs are on the back of the legs of a pig.
Just go with it.
Yeah, it's right there. It's called the hot dog tendon.
Gotcha.
And they pull the meat from that.
Yeah. Would you rather have sausages?
No. I don't like anything that comes in a tube that's made into a tube.
That's pretty good tube, if you ask me.
Poor Dallas.
Cash likes hot dogs, but
good.
Even when I make it for him, I can't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's weird. You know, my niece doesn't like pizza.
Oh, well.
There's no reason not to like pizza.
Well, she's not a big cheese fan.
Really? That's the issue?
That's what she says,
cheese?
And it's like a consistency thing for her.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean... I find that and Lorenz to be very odd.
That is.
Sorry.
She's not American.
So you don't need a topping
you
on your
what?
Hot dog.
You know what I'm determining? She's not American.
No.
She goes to Italy all the freaking time. Everything. You know what the number one priority in her agenda? Leaving the country.
Yep.
That's her number one priority. And now I know because she doesn't like the all-American hot dog, you, in fact, are not American.
Mm.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Revoke my citizenship.
Yep. Send her back. Yep.
So you can't hear that. Take your earbuds out. You're not allowed to listen to this Living in America song. Yeah, Lorenz not living in America.
She's in Italy.
Italy, Sweden, and across the river.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea of doing the hot dog thing today is because people are going to be celebrating 4th of July this weekend because it's on Wednesday.
Right.
We want to do a little barbecue idea. We'll tell you some of our failed ideas that we had for the whole hot dog segment.
We have quite a few. Although, I really kind of wanted to do the dropping the hot dogs from the balcony.
What was that idea?
Just so I can see Eric get hit with, like, 50 wieners. I think that'd be so funny.
All right. Well, maybe we can be talked into changing the segment. Okay. Especially if Lauren doesn't want to eat a hot dog. I don't want to force her to do it.
Yeah, let's dump a bunch of hot dogs on Eric.
So yesterday, I picked up Dean from the nanny, and I called Roy, and I said, Roy, you know, we're doing the hot dog segment tomorrow because of, you know, 4th of July weekend, basically, sure. And people are going to be grilling out, and it's summertime. So we've been sitting on this idea forever, going all the way back to, like, Anthony with an I, who used to work here, who now works in radio in South Dakota or something. But the idea was that he wanted to do a butt barbecue. Explain to everyone, Roy, what the butt barbecue idea is.
We would get a bunch of meat and somehow get the meat to stick to his butt. And then he sits on a grill to cook the meat. Which, by the way, I think is hilarious. Ran it by Sterling. Nothing.
No, huh?
Not a lot of giggle. He says, I don't want to hear someone in pain. And I'm like, well, he wouldn't be in pain.
He wouldn't be cooking his flank. It would be cooking his flank.
And, right. And by the way, it's not a charcoal grill. It would be like an electric grill. Right. So the heat wouldn't be that. I mean, it would be hot on touch, but it's not like he'd have all this heat coming up from it.
Right.
And we would make sure to tell Sterling that we'd make sure to have the meat cover all of his body so that none of his skin would burn.
Yeah. And he was worried. He was worried about another part of the body that he doesn't know how you would surround with meat.
Right.
Well, that wouldn't even be involved.
Would depends on how you sit.
Well, we could put him in a thong.
Yeah, I mean, he could. Okay, so anyway. So the butt barbecue, we're not prepared for that.
Right,
we just don't have all the
But we ran a bunch.
Logistics.
We tried, though.
We did. We tried,
we
man.
Tried.
We did. We tried to find the meat with the most coverage. By the way, I'm not paying $90 for a steak to have him sit on it and then us throw it away.
Amen to that.
And then so the next idea was catch the wiener. And, Loren, this entailed two people sitting on the ground and two people sitting above them. The people on the ground have the buns, and the people above them have the wiener.
Okay.
Somehow, like, locked into their glutes.
Yep.
Like this.
And their crack.
Oh, into their booty?
In the crack,
like,
yeah.
Kind of into, like, in between your legs.
Yeah.
Yo, my butt's not that big.
And then we open and we drop it.
I don't know if I...
And we have to see if you can catch it in the bun.
That and I thought hilarious. It was a great idea. I think that's fun. We could do that.
Okay. So that's still on the table.
It's still on the table.
Okay. Because now I've just written at 8:35 wiener time.
We have no idea what we're doing.
Something with hot dogs. And then the next idea was to go and have Muscles, who works on the show, catch wieners off the...
Yeah, so like we would go on top of the garage, the parking deck.
Three floors up.
He'd be at the bottom, and then we would dump a bunch of wieners over the balcony, and he has to catch one in his mouth, which I thought is so funny.
We would throw them.
Well, we would
dump a bucket of them.
Dump a bucket of wieners on him.
Oh, all at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see if he can catch one.
Right.
Roy's really pushing that one. I don't mind that one.
I don't know how it plays on radio.
I don't know how it plays on the radio. Good video. Right. Exactly.
I don't know how the audio comes out. And see, that's the other thing, y'all. We have to think about you and your car who can't see this.
We think about you.
We can't make this so visual. You're like, all I heard was... slapping meat. I don't know what happened.
So then Muscles yesterday says, well, I've always had the idea in my head where I wanted you guys to taste food. So why don't I just cook the hot dogs and then put different toppings on them? You guys are blindfolded. You don't know what the toppings are. You just eat the wiener.
Didn't Muscles come to us and wanted to, like, do stunts? And then now we're the ones doing stunts? Like, how did that work out?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's true.
Do you want him? Do you want to blindfold him and have him guess what's on the wiener?
Maybe.
All right. Well, 8:35 this morning, we will have a wiener segment for you.
Yes.
We usually are more prepared than this, but changes happened.
At one point, we wanted to try to connect a wiener to a string and have him try to grill it.
That is true. That came up yesterday.
Yeah. And the wiener was connected to different parts of the body.
And then he would just dangle it like a fishing rod, and the wiener would be hanging off the string, and he'd have to grill it.
Okay.
We had a bunch of ideas we were trying to come up with.
That one we had a name for, but the logistics, that was called the weenie roast.
Okay.
If you could use your imagination.
Yeah. So Roy and I are on the phone for an hour yesterday, and Dean's in the back of the car, and Dean at one point's got, he's old enough now, he's five, my son, he's got to be like, what does my dad do for a living?
I know. Right. You know what? Thank you for not bothering me with that conversation yesterday.
Like, that was work for us, you know what I mean? Like, that's our job.
Yeah. Chase's dad works for Dry Pro. He helps people's basements. What does your dad do, Dean?
He roasts weenies.
He's trying to do something with a weenie.
Oh, tomorrow's show is going to be hilarious. It's called the weenie roast. Get this.
We're going to attach a string to.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. Good news, you guys. There is a new colony forming, and they are trying to recruit people. We'll tell you where the colony is and why you might want to go. Let's go.
This is the MRL Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Good news, everybody. There's a new colony forming. And Loren, you're the traveler.
All right. Where do I want to go next?
To the, you can become a citizen of Asgardia. A space kingdom.
I want to go to Asgardia. That sounds fantastic.
Asgardia was founded 20 months ago and has 200,000 citizens in the government.
What do you mean? It's up in space?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But you can't go up there.
A Russian engineer was named its leader. It was the last piece of the government put in place. It already has a parliament and a constitution. The goal is of Asgardia to have 150 million plus citizens in 10 years.
But they're playing make-believe because they're still here, right?
Yeah, they're not up there yet.
No, they're not up there yet.
And the place is called Asgardia. All in. I'll sign up just so I can get a driver's license in Asgardia or whatever.
The kingdom in 10 years wants to have space arcs in place that will permanently house the people on the moon or around it.
Bro, if that's in 10 years, you might want to get started.
They're even planning their internet networks.
Internet network?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're setting up Wi-Fi up there?
Yep.
Okay.
The Russian engineer said in a speech on Monday, "We have thus established all branches of government. I can then therefore declare with confidence that Asgardia, the first space nation of united mankind, has been born."
And now it makes sense why Trump wants a military in space, because we got Asgardia up there, and we can't have Asgardia coming back down here to cause problems.
Shoot for the moon.
The annual membership fee to be a member, a resident of this moon colony, is 100 euros.
100? That's it?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know what that is for American. It doesn't say
like 100
here.
Something. I mean, it's not that much money to be a...
Loren, would you go to the moon and be part of Asgardia?
No, I'm not sure if I definitely wouldn't be the first person. I can tell you that.
I love the name.
That's selfish, but I got to send somebody else, make sure it's safe first.
We could do radio there.
Right.
Good morning, Asgardia.
We're the number one morning show in Asgardia.
We're the only morning show in space.
Well, that's true. That's true. You guys remember the time I signed up to be part of a doomsday colony and I got rejected because my skills weren't good enough?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was maybe a year or 2 years ago. You could sign up. They had all these bunkers spread out through like West Virginia and throughout the Blue Ridge Mountains. And if you wanted to be in the bunker in the event of a doomsday scenario, you had to have some skills that could be utilized towards the colony. You know, like if you're a carpenter or if you're an engineer or if
a doctor,
they would need a trade.
Right.
Mine was radio. Didn't need it. Didn't need it. I had no good skills.
Well, nobody's going to go out with me.
Yep. Have you asked anybody yet?
No, but who would? I don't even have any good skills.
What do you mean?
You know, like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Yeah.
Doomsday people only want people that have great skills.
Not radio.
I don't have any
of
them.
I'm like, listen, the world's going to be to crap. I can make you laugh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Roy, I got in.
Lucky.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Roy, I may have some bad news for you.
Oh, no. Yesterday was bad news, too. Yeah. What are you doing to me?
Well, we talked yesterday about Sam Smith and Brandon Flynn breaking up.
Yeah, I was devastated.
Well, he may have just confirmed it.
Oh, no.
I know. And we were hoping that this was a rumor, but at a concert, he addressed the audience and said, I know everyone in this room is going through some stuff right now. I'm going through some stuff. And tonight, I just want us all to leave our worries behind, all of our heartbreak, put it aside, and let's have some fun.
Oh, the next album, watch out, Brandon Flynn.
Yep. When he comes here in July, he's going to have a dope show.
Yeah.
He's probably going to talk about it.
Probably.
You know, he's very open.
Yeah, and by then, you know, we'll know the details, too. Mm. And we, the details that we know at this point are that they just both had really busy schedules and that Sam is devastated over it.
What's that guy, what's the boyfriend's name?
Brandon Flynn.
Hey, Brandon, thank you so much for a great album. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We know it's coming.
Yeah. And by the way, Sterling has made that comment, too. He's like, if we ever broke up, you're going to just crucify me on the radio. I'm like, probably.
Oh, no, I wouldn't let you.
What?
That's mean.
No offense, Sterling, but I would do the same thing to Dallas. I told Dallas, get out and move to a whole new city.
Oh, my God. You can't do that.
That's what happens when you date radio people. We're running out of town.
Oh,
put all your stuff on the streets.
That would never happen, though. You're not divorcing.
No,
I'm not
I
breaking up with Sterling.
I know. All right. So Justin Bieber is a wanted man. And it's the Calabasas neighbor who sued him in 2014 for the egging incident.
What?
I know. I'm like, is this not dead yet? Apparently, a judge just ordered Justin to sit down for a deposition, and he was supposed to do it on June 22nd. He's been blowing it off. He's being fined $1,000 a day until he does sit down and do it. Meanwhile, he's in New York and Miami hanging out with Haley Baldwin, and he's already paid this man $80,000.
Hey, Judge, up the $1,000 a day. That's nothing to this kid.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He spends that like in an hour.
He's like, I'll go to the bathroom and wipe my butt with that.
We'll have to pull. At his roast, somebody made a joke about his egging. I forget who it was. Remember the house egging? Was it Shaq?
Yeah.
It was like you're an adult who egged a house. And there was a funny joke after that. We'll have to find it.
So Time Magazine just revealed the biggest internet influencers. And Kylie Jenner is one of them. Kanye West, Rihanna. And what they did is they looked at each contender's global impact on social media and their ability to drive news. The students of Parkland High School also made the list.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So if you want the full list, we'll have it up for you at kiss95.1.com. And that is your Dirty for now.
Thanks, Lauren. You guys, if you don't listen to the show past 7, then you missed the amazing segment we had at 7 a.m. yesterday. And we're going to fill you in. So we'll get you involved. Plus, we have a major update about this segment. Roy got a strange voicemail from some woman who thought you were somebody else.
Right.
The parrot lady, we're calling her. All right, wait till you hear this voicemail, and we'll give you all the update on some big news that we found out yesterday. Coming up in less than 10 minutes. Hey. Good morning, Asgardia.
Yeah!
635, 74 degrees on the moon.
Got a real Tawny being set up in space.
There is. A kingdom, they're calling it.
A kingdom?
A space kingdom that wants to have over 150 million people in 10 years.
Good Lord.
Okay.
And we're trying to get a radio job. So if you hear us say, good morning, Asgardia, it's only because we're going to send this to the...
Yep.
Did you just say this is happening in 10 years?
That's what they said.
There's
want it
no
to be
way.
In 10 years.
There's no way. Someone's doing too much of something.
Smoking something great.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of scams, did you see the scam that went viral? Because we're doing hot dog stuff today. This is kind of in that realm. There was a festival in Vancouver, Canada, and a guy set up a stand and sold everyone on the fact that hot dog water is healthy for you.
I saw it.
And he bottled it up and charged
like $35.
What?
A bottle.
And there's an actual wiener inside of it. And the CEO said, I was kind of shocked that people bought it.
People are so dumb. If you tell them anything about, you know, how healthy it is, I mean, my gosh. It's still hot dog water.
Was it cloudy water? I imagine it's cloudy. Ew.
Yeah, but it says it's great for your body. It's healthy. And I guess it was one of those festivals where like a lot of, you know, carefree people were at. And
yeah.
People were lining up to buy it, Loren.
Listen, I love festivals and you couldn't sell me that.
No. Just looking at it looks disgusting.
Yeah.
Just imagine a cloudy bottle of water with a hot dog weenie inside of it, which, by the way, the hot dog weenie looked misshaped and kind of bloated.
And it, by the way, it's $30 a bottle. So he said that the fact that it was so expensive made people come more because they're like, it's got to be something. You know, if you charge $2, they'd be like, oh, it's nothing.
But here's the thing. Even if it's healthy, like, that's one thing. I can also get charcoal water that's healthy. But, like, is this hot dog going to make me 10 years younger?
I think that was on the bottle, yeah.
Because then I might muster it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
He told everyone in line something different. He's like, oh, you're balding? Gross hair. Buy it. So yesterday on the show, we were talking about how I was at the gym, and I got a missed call, and a voicemail. The voicemail is clearly not for me. And we're calling her the parrot lady. If you missed it, this is the voicemail that I received the other day.
Hey, Mark, it's Michelle. It's the parrot lady. Hey, it's me, the parrot lady. Remember me? We had such a good time. I just wanted to say hey, and Michelle wants a cracker. Maybe some drinks, too? Call me, Mark. Okay. Call Michelle.
Oh, my God.
So Roy brought that to us yesterday, and it was the greatest gift he could give the entire city of Charlotte.
You're welcome, Charlotte.
We're all better now having heard that. So yesterday, we called the number that Roy got on his phone, and producer Nicole left the voicemail. We didn't hear back, and so I thought it was a lost cause. Then at 1:30, by the way, producer Nicole's in New York today at Good Morning America to see Florence and the Machine. So she's like front row of Good Morning America right now. And so she said in a text message, Parrot Lady is good to go at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Parrot Lady is coming on with us. Now, apparently Parrot Lady has a monkey voicemail that she taught where she talks like a monkey.
Right. I remember Nicole telling us that
on her outgoing message.
So we have so many questions. Is this her job? Like, why is she doing all these different animal noises? What's going on?
Yeah. And you know what I heard?
What?
I heard she was a little irritated.
About what?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the fact that maybe hundreds of people called her yesterday because they know who she is. We'll find out.
That was my point. I'm like, how many? There's got, like, you know of the parrot lady if you've ran into the parrot
lady.
That's
what I said. She's memorable.
Very
memorable.
Or maybe, you know what? Maybe she's irritated that Mark didn't call her back. Or maybe she's irritated that she dialed the wrong number.
Or maybe she's irritated that we
played this, voicemail over and over again. I mean, we'll find out.
Hey, Mark. It's Michelle. It's the parrot lady. Hey, it's me, the parrot lady. Remember me? We had such a good time. I just wanted to say hey, and Michelle wants a cracker. Maybe some drinks, too? Call me, Mark. Okay. Call Michelle.
Oh, my gosh.
The end is the best.
Right. And I'm going to ask her when we talk to her at 7 a.m. this morning, the parrot lady. I'm going to say, when you hung up, were you satisfied with your message? Or did you do one of those things where you're like, press 2 to delete? Like, how many times did she lay this track down, I wonder?
I've never done that, by the way.
Oh, I do.
Where you edit you the have? Voicemail?
Oh, always.
What?
Oh, I always listen back to my voicemail.
When you were, why?
Because I don't like the way I come across sometimes. I say, so. Well, first of all, if I'm leaving a message, it's got to be somewhat important, right? Because nobody leaves messages anymore.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, or if I call a friend of mine and I do an impression, like a line from Goodfellas or The Sopranos, I want to listen to it and make sure I delivered it right.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I will get critiqued.
That's so silly. I've never done that.
Really? They say press 1 if you're satisfied with the message.
Up.
Press 2 to delete and re-record.
I just hang up. I've never listened to an automated woman after a voicemail.
I think maybe I might have done it when I was dating. But like now in everyday life, I'm like, I didn't even know that was still an option.
Right?
Like, I had a...
Do you press 2 to send a fax?
Isn't that weird? One of them says press 2 to send a fax.
Yeah.
No, but like I called somebody who is pretty high up in the entertainment world a couple months ago, and I left a voicemail. And I was like, I just rambled. I got to delete and re-record. So I tightened it up. Still didn't like it. deleted, re-recorded it. Then at the end, it's kind of like an old school. Remember an old school where Will Ferrell's like, hell, when he's trying to get his wife back?
Yeah, but do you, like, before that was a thing where you could listen back and re-record, did you call a bunch of times and you're like, hey, that first message, I was just rambling, so I just wanted to call back. Like, were you the clingy dude that was trying to hook up with chicks?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, I wasn't like that, but like usually in either if it's a professional voicemail or it's a voicemail that I'm doing an impression and I don't want my friends to be like, that was a horrible impression, meaning I got to re-record it. I got to listen back to it. Sometimes, Roy, I listen back to it to make myself laugh because my voicemail was
so funny.
I thought so.
I was like, so you listen back to it like it's a show. Like, oh, let me rewind it. That was good.
Doing a show for yourself.
In the
oh,
car.
My gosh.
Yeah, I am. All right, so it's 7 a.m. this morning. The parrot lady's going to join us, maybe just a little after, 7:03, 7:05-ish.
Call Michelle.
We're going to call you, Michelle. Don't worry. We promise. You owe it to us. War of the Roses is coming up, too. We got to get that on for you.
Yes, it's between Barrett and Jim. Something was found in a backpack that leaves Barrett, I believe, to think that Jim is cheating.
We were all shocked by what this book was, too.
Yeah, we'll find out. War of the Roses coming up in 5 minutes.
Alert for Monroe Road. It's shut down near Village Lake with an overnight accident investigation. Traffic brought to you by Conn's Home Plus. Conn's Home Plus, where you'll find incredible deals and free offers on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and electronics during the 72-hour savings spectacular.
It's Superhero Sunday, July 1st. Hold on, let me make this.
There we go. We need superhero music.
All right. I can make that happen for you.
Ooh. Superhero Sunday. July 1st at the Charlotte Knights game at BB&T Ballpark.
Yes, yes, yes.
Kids get dressed up as their favorite superhero and run the bases after the game.
Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be great, man. It's so much fun. Go out there to BB&T Ballpark to watch the Charlotte Knights play on Superhero Sunday.
Sunday.
War of the Roses coming your way in 3 minutes right here on the MRL show.
Such a silly show.
It really is.
Yeah, that's kind of how cheating works.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
All right, Barrett, you got your answer, buddy. You sound like a really great guy. I'm sorry to hear that. You sound like the opposite of Jim. So good luck with you.
Yeah, I don't even have to say anything.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Oh, man, if you didn't hear, we announced it a little while ago. Yesterday, we played you this amazing voicemail from Roy's phone.
Rah! Hey, Mark, it's Michelle. Rah! It's the parrot lady. Hey, it's me, the parrot lady. Remember me? We had such a good time. I just wanted to say hey and rah, Michelle wants a cracker. Rah.
Michelle reached back out to us yesterday, finally, around noon. Producer Nicole says that she's willing to come on the phone with us this morning at 7. Okay? But Nicole also said that she was irritated about something, so we've got to figure all this out.
Okay.
Are you ready to talk to the parrot lady?
Let's get her on the phone.
Michelle. All right, you guys. We're going to have her on in less than 5 minutes right here. This is a huge exclusive, bigger than any celebrity we could get on the MRL show.
Oh, no. WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
If you missed it yesterday, I got a voicemail. And it was the craziest voicemail I've ever received. I'm going to play a little bit of it for you here.
Rah! Hey, Mark. It's Michelle. Rah! It's the parrot lady. Hey, it's me, the parrot lady. Remember me? We had such a good time. I just wanted to say hey. And rah! Michelle wants a cracker. Rah! Maybe some drinks, too? Call me, Mark. Okay. Rah! Call Michelle.
So we played this yesterday, and we called her back because we wanted to get her on the air because clearly I'm not Mark.
Right.
And her voicemail was her doing a monkey voice.
but she's agreed to come on with us this morning.
We have her on the phone right now. She's getting prepped, and so we need a little bit more time. But we're going to have Michelle, the parrot lady, on the show to talk about this voicemail. We want to know why she left it. What was it intending to do?
Who's Mark?
Who's
Has she
Mark?
Been in touch with him?
And why is her voicemail Michelle the Monkey? So many questions. We're going to have her on the show. That's going to be coming up here in 3 minutes. But now, Camila Cabello, Never Be the Same, on Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1.
Charlotte's Morning Show, Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Oh, man, okay, we're already running out of time with the parrot lady, and we've got to get her on immediately. All right, you guys, ladies and gentlemen, everybody, welcome the parrot lady, Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, you called my cell phone.
I did.
So
I misdialed.
Okay, so like the last four digits of my cell phone is 5940. What were you trying to dial?
5948.
Okay.
So have you been in touch with Mark, who you left the actual voicemail for, since then?
Yes, I have. We've texted a few times and chatted back and forth.
Tell us about the last 24 hours for you.
So about 50 of my friends called me and said that they heard this hysterical recording of me, and it was a voicemail. And I was like, what? And they were like, oh, yeah, you're on the radio and you're doing a parrot. And I thought, oh, my God.
Like, how'd they get that?
Yeah, and I still haven't heard it.
I'm oh,
like,
really?
So,
wow.
Yeah.
We can play it for
you. All right, you ready for this? You're responsible for the greatest piece of audio in 2018 on any radio show. Are you ready?
Yes.
Right, here's what you did.
Hey, Mark.
Oh, my God. It's Michelle. It's the parrot lady. Hey, it's me, the parrot lady. Remember me? We had such a good time. I just wanted to say hey, and Michelle wants a cracker. Maybe some drinks, too? Call me, Mark.
Maybe some drinks.
Okay. Call Michelle.
So do you own a parrot?
Okay, just so that everybody knows what's going on, because my friends that know me know that this is totally me. I have a lot of animals. I rescue everything.
Oh, wow, like producer Nicole.
I mean, maybe, yeah. She sounds cool already. I mean, I have parakeets. I have three parrots. I have an iguana. I have cats. I have dogs.
Where do you put all these animals?
Well, they're with me at home. And I don't think I'm a bird, just to be clear, because as I listen to that voicemail, I sound so wacky.
No, you don't. It's hilarious.
Okay.
I mean, you left that for Mark. What were you expecting Mark to do? Like, Mark wouldn't think you were strange,
well,
Michelle,
clearly,
for leaving this?
But clearly Mark already knows her personality.
Does he?
I'm assuming.
She misdialed
it's like
it.
An inside joke. We were talking about parrots,
okay,
and we were like, you know, having beers, and we both were like, we started talking that way. You know, we'd order our beer, you know, like,
that's so frustrating.
You have another Newcastle. You know, and we were both kind of trying to one-up each other. And I just thought I would leave a voicemail like that. But I don't know. I'm like an animal person.
Okay, we get that. So but let's go back to us and our relationship, that the new formed relationship.
Mark.
And then Loren will ask you about Mark, and it's okay. Well, this is an exclusive here on the MRL show. Parrot Lady Michelle on the phone with us. You don't mind if we call you that, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay, good.
You called yourself that in the voicemail.
I did.
Producer Nicole said at one point you were kind of irritated with her. What were you irritated? Were you irritated that we played this on the air? Were you irritated?
Yeah, are you mad at us?
Oh, my God. No.
Okay, thank you.
No, it was more that I still haven't heard this. I mean, I obviously left it, but when you leave a voicemail, you don't really think about how you sound.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, yeah, I'm just being funny. And all my friends, I mean, people that are listen to your show were like, oh, my God, you're on the air. And I'm like, oh, I still haven't heard this. And
okay. You know, they're no good to us because we said, if you know Michelle, call in and explain his behavior. And you had 50 friends that knew you and didn't call us.
They didn't. Yeah. Well.
Now, before we let you go, Michelle, and we'll let the parrot lady get out of here.
Okay.
Got to hear about this monkey voicemail that you have.
Oh, yeah. So we left you a gazillion voicemails, which, by the way, we're so sorry for power calling you. But why? What's up with the monkey voicemail thing?
So I've always wanted a monkey. Unfortunately, you can't just have a monkey. And okay. That's one of my favorite animals since I was a kid. Curious George was, like, my favorite book. And I used to do, like, a monkey voice even when I was a kid, and it's just something that me and my two best friends, it's like an inside joke.
Can we hear the monkey voice?
Monkey, 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 monkey.
How about this? Can we take a break and then can we hear your monkey voice right after the break?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you'll hang with us?
You may.
All right, great. Hold on a minute. We'll be right back with now the monkey lady, Michelle. Thanks, Michelle.
You gotta get up. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
For a deadly pedestrian accident overnight and linked a great deal on all new Hyundai vehicles, whether on a Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, Santa Fe Sport, or the first ever Kona. See your Hyundai dealer today.
Hey, Mark. It's Michelle. It's the Parrot Lady. Hey, it's me, the Parrot Lady. Remember me? We had such a good time. I just wanted to say hey, and Michelle wants a cracker. Maybe some drinks, too? Call me, Mark. Okay. Call Michelle. Call Michelle.
Lorraine, I think that's a new way that you can talk to, tell your single friends to talk to men.
Yeah. I have so many questions.
We have Michelle, what was the parrot lady. Now she may be Michelle the monkey lady. She has a voicemail of her doing a monkey impression. Michelle, well, can you do us the monkey impression?
Okay.
By the way, this is on her voicemail, y'all. Like, this is what we heard.
Do you say any words on your voicemail?
She does.
She doesn't even know what
you're.
Oh, my gosh. You are the most fascinating human ever. I just want to go to lunch with you.
Yeah, can we go have beers together?
Oh, yeah.
And we can order food in different animal voices?
Oh, my God. I would love that.
I would like more milk. I'll be a cow.
Okay. I was going to say, what was that?
A dying cow.
Okay.
All right. Parrot Lady Michelle,
wow.
Thank you so much. And by the way, have you ever listened to the MRL show before or...
Yeah, that's why I was like, how am I not hearing my recording?
Gotcha. Where were you yesterday?
I was probably walking my dog.
Okay. All right. Good luck with, what was his name?
Mark.
Mark. Yeah, good luck with Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Finally, an amazing, amazing moment. Dirty on the 30 coming up right after Sam Hunt, MRL Show. Gotta
go. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
How can we move on? I don't know. We just do, huh?
We do.
All right. What you got?
All right. So Drake's new album hasn't even dropped yet, but people are already freaking out because he just released his track list, and there is a song that features Michael Jackson on it. The song is titled Don't Matter to Me, and it's a previously unrecorded MJ song that Drake raps over and sings along with.
Okay.
So people are really excited about that.
Okay.
Everybody except Michael Jackson, who's not with us anymore, is like,
it was left there because it's not good.
Yeah, Drake's new album, Scorpion, will be released on June 29th. So you'll be able to get it then.
It's for the children.
Ed Sheeran is facing another lawsuit over one of his songs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's already been sued for thinking out loud. And now Marvin Gaye's family is saying that it's a rip off of Let's Get It On. And
really?
Have filed a $100 million lawsuit. Do you have the audio?
Oh, is this it?
Yeah, we'll play Ed Sheeran for you first. This is Thinking Out Loud.
Okay.
Oh, I can already hear it.
Okay, and now let's get it on.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get it on. I mean, it's in the same...
No, play, now play Ed Sheeran again. The very beginning of the Ed Sheeran. Let's love,
baby. Okay.
It's like the underbeat. Let's get it on. Kiss right me there.
It's close.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay.
See, Roy's not saying anything, and you're giving me this look like you don't think that it's...
I mean, it's close.
Every song is kind of like that.
Yeah, I think we could find other music that's very similar.
Well, this song's been sued twice, so...
What else is happening?
You know, never mind. We don't have time to get into it. It's 29.
Okay. I want to tell you about Khloe Kardashian. She just had her birthday, and people think that her and Tristan are engaged because she was hiding her ring finger during some of the videos, and she was spotted earlier this week in Los Angeles with a huge diamond on that finger. There's also more from her birthday, but I'll give that to you in the 8:30 dirty.
Perfect. Let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Hey. Want to get down? It's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Monica, welcome to the Meanie Rory and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
All right.
All right. So we want to throw you a $100 gift certificate from Dunkin' Donuts, which, by the way, we have a bunch of Dunkin' Donuts in here today. Nobody cares about calories heading into the weekend, right, Loren?
No way.
We'll give you a $100 gift card. Throw her out so we can get playing.
All right, get out of here, Loren.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. She is walking, and she is gone out of the studio where she cannot hear the question.
Hey, Monica and Charlotte, question number one. Sam Smith is rumored to have split with actor boyfriend Brandon Flynn from the series 13 Reasons Why. Now, that streaming service can be found on Netflix. True or false?
True.
Question number two. The movie Sandlot is hitting theaters for its 25th anniversary. Finish the famous movie phrase, "You're killing me, blank."
Mom.
Kelly Clarkson recently spent $8.5 million on an L.A. mansion. What TV show was she a new judge on this year?
The Voice.
Question four. Actress Priyanka Chopra gave a powerful pep talk on conquering self-doubt after a recent photo shoot. True or false, she's dating Nick Jonas?
True.
And question five. Kelly Ripa clapped back on Instagram after comments alleging she's never live on her show and is on vacations too much. Who is her co-host on that show?
Michael Golan.
All right. Come on in, Loren.
How did Monica do?
It's going to be a tough battle. She got four correct.
Okay.
All right, Loren, question number one. Sam Smith is rumored to have split with actor boyfriend Brandon Flynn from the series 13 Reasons Why. True or false, that show can be streamed on Netflix?
True.
That's right, 1-1.
Question two. The movie Sandlot is hitting theaters for its 25th anniversary. Finish the famous movie phrase, "You're killing me."
Smalls.
You got it. 2-2.
Kelly Clarkson recently spent $8.5 million on an L.A. mansion. What TV show was she a new judge on this year?
The Voice.
That is correct. 3-3.
Actress Priyanka Chopra gave a powerful pep talk on conquering self-doubt after a recent photo shoot. True or false, she's dating Nick Jonas?
True.
I don't know. You tell us.
True. It's true.
That's correct. 4-4. Rumor.
I know, but I always have to think about the boys, like which one it is, you know?
All right. What's the score?
4-4, tied.
Ooh, all right, let's see how you do here. Kelly Ripa clapped back on Insta after comments alleging she's never live on the show and vacations too much. That's how we feel about our producer, Nicole.
Yeah,
who is her co-host on that morning show, Loren, for the win?
Ryan Seacrest.
That is correct, unfortunately. Monica said Michael Strand. Final score, 5-4. Loren, you got 14 wins. Congratulations.
Monica, that's so 2015.
Ooh, Loren talking smack on the way
out. I'm just kidding. Monica, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today, though?
I'm Monica from Charlotte, and I can't be Loren.
Thanks for playing, Monica.
Hey, keep listening. Thanks. We're going to have the Friday free-for-all. We're throwing back some old-school music for you, okay, Monica?
All right, thank you.
All right, there she goes.
We'll do the Friday free-for-all coming up in 5 minutes.
Zero Res Carpet Care, Loren, as you're trying to leave here.
I know.
Zero Res, of course, they are the carpet care experts who want to come to your house and do three rooms for $119, and they're not going to bring any chemicals with them. We promise, we swear.
No, and that's their Kiss Summer Special. And you know the kids are running in and out of the house right now. It's we've had a couple days of rain, so there might be mud tracked through your carpets. Just call Zero Res. Don't Don't rent the machine yourself. Just go ahead and call them and let them take care of it.
Yeah, trust us. This deal might not last long, so you want to take advantage. Three rooms for $119. Don't rent the machine. Don't worry about getting any other companies that are going to come through bringing their so-called clean water. Only Zero Res uses that empowered water. And now you can go online to ZeroResCharlotte.com to book your appointment.
It's easy.
Get the chicken you love for breakfast with the Chick-fil-A Chicken Biscuit, made fresh daily till 10:30 a.m.
You know, there's a lot of behind the scenes when it comes to the jewelry business. And I know this because Diamonds Direct has took the time to educate me. They show you how the business operates. We've even been inside the vault.
That's true.
Yeah, good luck getting in there.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what's cool is that they have a vault.
Yeah.
And that those diamonds are on hand. It's not like you pick it from a book and then it in.
Yeah, I had to wait like 2 weeks to see my diamonds. I just didn't know I was in Memphis. I wish I knew about Diamonds Direct. And you know what? So many people travel from all over the country because they do know about Diamonds Direct. They know about the great deals they offer and the fact that they have it right on site. The diamonds I'm talking about.
Of course. You are not going to get any better deal. You're not going to get any better education. They literally take the stress out of buying the diamonds.
Take the stress out.
And if it's any budget, go see your friends Diamonds Direct on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
One of the biggest roadblocks to Kansas.
Wood Avenue at 18th Street and Mount Holly Huntersville at Brookshire Boulevard. Still have that trouble on Old Statesville Road. It is shut down between Hucks Road and Reams Road. A truck brought down some power lines overnight. Crews tell us it'll be around noon before these are completely restrung. Traffic brought to you by Bojangles' famous chicken and biscuits. Head to Bojangles and get two delicious sausage biscuits served hot off the grill. For a limited time, get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Nickelodeon, SpongeBob SquarePants, and Patrick Starr are heading to Tweety Railroad the 13th through the 15th in July. Log on to kiss951.com for your chance to win tickets. Turn your radios
up. $100 in prepaid MasterCards on select tire and wheel packages purchased with Discount Tire Credit. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
All right, so we got a whole thing of hot dogs. We've got a grill in the studio, and we've got Muscles, a.k.a. Eric, who's here to have some fun with us as we head into barbecue weekend to celebrate the 4th. A lot of people will be doing that, even though 4th is on a Wednesday, which sucks.
It's the worst day to have the Independence Day.
I think everyone's celebrating this weekend, though.
They are. Yeah. I just got a text message from our text chain that we'll be blowing up our cul-de-sac this weekend. So,
oh, that's cool.
That's the celebration is happening. Eric, you brought some hot dogs in, and you brought different toppings.
I did.
Okay,
we're going to grill these things up.
We're going to grill them up, and then you're going to give each one of us, Loren, who hates hot dogs, by the way.
Yeah, not a fan.
It's shameful.
It is shameful. And
it's
so,
American.
So, Loren.
It's not real food.
Roy and myself will each have a hot dog with a different topping that you put on there.
Yep.
We won't know what the topping is, but the audience will before the person eats it, so we'll kind of let them in on it.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is kind of, you know, cover someone's ears, tell them what we're going to put on there, and then before they eat it, the audience will know, but whoever's going to try it, they'll have no idea what they're about to eat, so.
Listen to that voice.
I know.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just a good radio announcer voice. All right, so we're going to do that coming up at 8:30, so we got to get we're actually going to cook the hot dogs here in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yep, We got the grill about to get it set up, about to cook these weenies.
That sounds safe. All right, we're going to have a weenie roast right here in the studio. Lorenz Dirty's coming up. What you got for us?
Khloe Kardashian just had her birthday, and a ton of things were revealed on social media. I've got what you can expect from the Kardashian family coming up in 3 minutes. So Khloe Kardashian just had a birthday, and there was so much revealed on social media about the Kardashians.
You said something about maybe her being
engaged. So she was seen earlier this week in Los Angeles, and it was a friend's dinner, and she had an enormous diamond ring on that finger. So people were freaking out, thinking that Tristan proposed to her.
Why else would she have a ring on that finger? There's no other reason.
I mean, people wear rings just to wear rings, but I think if it's a big diamond, then that's the writing on the wall. And in her social media over the last few days, she's been hiding that finger.
Hmm.
She's making sure that it's out of frame.
That's weird. Then maybe she is.
I don't know. She also revealed that she knows Tristan's code to get into his phone. And
you know Dallas's.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Well, Dallas never cheated on me, though, so that's the big difference there. Tristan has a track record. And Tristan also refollowed Kim Kardashian on Instagram. Live.
Okay. On all right, so the relationship's budding again. Okay.
It's going on.
You know what? They found a way to move past it.
I don't know if they've quite moved past it yet, but they're in the right direction. Sam Smith, however, and his relationship not going so well. They did call it quits, which we heard yesterday, and Sam kind of confirmed it on stage. He said he addressed the crowd saying, I know everyone in this room's going through some stuff. I'm going through some stuff. And tonight I want to put all that aside, leave all of our worries, all of our heartbreak aside, and let's have some fun.
Where was that? Do you know where his show was? He's coming here July 6th. We gave away a whole bunch of tickets to our suite.
I think he was in Brooklyn.
Okay, so...
He's in New York right now, that area.
Jeez, I would love to go watch that show because I guarantee you it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Sam Smith is really good when he's emotional.
Yep.
Very true. And Time Magazine just revealed the biggest internet influencers. Now, Kanye West made the list. Kylie Jenner made the list. And the students of Parkland, Florida also made the list. They took everyone's social media and looked at their global impact on social media and their ability to drive news.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi are saying, listen, I know you guys think that we're breaking up. You guys say this all the time, but that just means that we've really made it. Like, we're not getting a divorce. Everybody chill out. We appreciate that you take our union as a marriage, mm-hmm. and that's a big step in the right direction, but we're not getting a divorce. So
okay.
nice try.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to see what Loren likes for today, you can check it out at kiss951.com.
Do you not have one? That's okay. You're still... So here's what you have to know about what Loren likes. If she's not satisfied with the product, she's not going to put it out
right.
there.
That's right.
All right. Well, good. Well, that's awesome. In the meantime, we have Larry, Curly, and Moe setting up the hot dog contest stunt that we're going to do here in just a minute. We are going to be eating hot dogs with different toppings on it as we head into 4th of July weekend. Everybody's going to be grilling out. Can we know what the potential items are before we eat them?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. Just, they're not typical hot dog toppings.
Yeah, I know.
So, think outside the box. It's not going to be mayonnaise or mustard or ketchup or that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, we're going to do that coming up in under 10 minutes. The mystery wiener, as we're calling it, here on the MRL show. Hey.
At Kenilworth and Westinghouse Boulevard at Granite Street, the right lane blocked here. Traffic brought to you by Sun and Ski. Looking for joy on wheels? At Sun and Ski's July 4th sale, all bikes are on sale. Get up to $550 to spend in-store with a qualifying bike purchase. Hurry to Sun and Ski's Concord Mills Mall and Promenade on Providence Road locations.
Ah, man, let's hear that. Those hot dogs cooking over there.
Can you hear it?
Well, don't walk in front of the microphone, Patrick.
So Eric's over there, a.k.a. Muscles, is working on the hot dogs.
I'm working them.
We're going to put mystery toppings on them. Loren, Roy, and I are each going to eat them, and we'll tell you what the taste is like. Each one of us needs a garbage can, too, Joaquin, because I'm sure we're going to spit this out immediately.
Yes. Well, we can drag it around.
Well, Roy, we'll put one between us.
We got one over here. You got one over there. We're fine.
Okay. We have the grill is kind of like it's a panini press.
I called it like an industrial George Foreman. It's a big George Foreman.
And I could do waffles on there. I could do bacon, eggs, whatever I want. I like it. How is it, Eric? Is the thing cooking well?
I mean, they're coming along as well as a Foreman grill can do.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, we have no tongs or anything, so Muscles is using...
I'm literally using two plastic forks right now.
They're
going to
melt over the
tongs.
Heat.
And by the way, I know we're doing the mystery ingredients and we got to guess and it's going to be gross, but cook me one plain. I want one.
All right, if you're going to do him one, you might as well do me
this
one, too.
It smells good.
Just imagine the tasting better.
It smells good in here.
All right,
it's hot dog.
Stand by. I was doing just fine.
This is the MRL Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. We know you're thinking 4th of July is not until next Wednesday, but let's be honest. Everybody is celebrating 4th of July this weekend, and we're celebrating in the studio with our buddy Muscles, who is a.k.a. Eric, who works here at the station, loves coming in and hanging with us.
Hey, guys, what's up?
So it was your idea to put different stuff on hot dogs, and we're each going to take a bite of a topping that's not ordinarily supposed to be on a hot dog.
Right, so take mustard, ketchup, onion, relish, all that, and throw it out the window. This is going to be some fun stuff.
Well, actually, this is stuff that I usually put on a hot dog.
Oh, ew, is it really? Okay. We're about to learn something about muscles.
Stuff, so.
All right, up first is Roy, right?
I am completely blindfolded. I can't see anything.
Okay. Now, I already know that we're doing... Roy, cover your ears. I don't want you to hear this.
Well, just so you know... Before you asked what the topping was, and Eric yelled it in the studio, so you need to change.
It's something different. It's not that. All right,
go ahead. I can't hear.
The topping is ranch. Ranch dressing.
Okay.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
Oh, crap. I really didn't hear it. I was going to hope and I would hear it.
Roy going first, and Loren's got to guide him to the wiener because he can't see. He's blindfolded.
Can you put the weenie in my hand?
Yeah.
There it is. All right. How do I...
You gonna what's your method here? Are you gonna sniff it? Are you
I'm
gonna
doing
feel
a smell.
It? Okay.
This smells like a really good hot dog. All right.
Don't forget the audience knows.
Okay, they do.
So clearly you can't smell the topping.
Here we go.
Oh yeah. That's a good bite.
That was a good bite.
Oh, something good. Oh, what is
something
that?
Gooey. Oh, don't gag. You're gonna make me throw up. Seriously. There's a garbage can right next to Roy just in case.
Oh, it's sour.
It's sour? Do you have any guesses on what it is?
Take another bite if you have to.
What?
Yeah, you might want to eat that whole thing.
Mine took a whole mouthful, by the way. Mine's going to be like a nibble.
I feel like there was a liquid explosion in my mouth.
What is it? What's on that, buddy? What does it taste like?
It tastes like something slimy and spicy. It's but it's like milky. It's like
take another rip out of it.
Spicy.
All right, Roy, with a second bite. Now midway through the hot dog.
I take big bites. I don't know. Is that ranch dressing?
It is ranch dressing.
Yeah,
is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
When you add a hot dog, that's a weird taste.
Is it good?
No.
It kind of looks like you're enjoying it though. Like.
Oh, there's white stuff all over my hand. All right.
Not as bad, though, as I thought it might be.
All right, so who's going next? Me?
Yeah, you got the blindfold on?
Okay, I got it on.
Okay. The hot dog is being prepared. Loren, cover your ears. Take your headphones out.
Hold on, let me take them out. All right.
Okay. All right, ready? It is chocolate syrup. All right, we good?
Okay.
All right, Loren.
Good?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, now... Just for the record, Loren doesn't like hot dogs at all.
At all. Like, this is... I'm taking one for the team here.
All right. Here we go. Here is your hot dog.
I would pretty much rather have a root canal than eat a hot dog.
Putting the plate in front of you.
And your hot dog has a topping on it.
Here we go.
That is not a normal topping.
Okay. All right. Ooh.
There's a throw-up bucket next to you. You probably need it.
I'm a feeler. Like, there's also something... liquidy on this. Oh, what do I? Oh, I don't want to.
She's taking a bite.
Mm.
Did you even get the wiener?
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, I was like, she just ate bread. Okay, she's chewing.
What does it taste like?
I don't know. It's like dessert and a hot dog all in one. Can I spit it out?
Oh, come on. Dessert and hot dog. What is that?
I'm sure it's all over my face, but I think it's chocolate.
That is chocolate. Yes.
Chocolate syrup.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Chocolate syrup.
Oh, easy with you. You're wearing white, by the way, so be careful.
Oh, yeah. Who thought that was a good idea?
Oh, man. And I got to tell you, when I had the ranch and the hot dog mixed with the hot dog, it's a very interesting taste because the hot dog is so distinctive.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't tell at first that was ranch. I'm like, what is this?
I will say I'm kind of glad that I got the chocolate syrup because it made the hot dog not as bad as I would typically think a hot dog is.
Now she wants to eat hot dogs.
No,
all right,
I don't.
Let's quickly not mine too.
Here we go, buddy.
Before we have to go to commercial.
All right. Cover your ears.
Okay. Manny has fruity pebbles cereal.
Ooh. Wait, no. Just one.
Yeah, just one topping. Yeah, just one topping.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to stick with. All right, Manny.
All I heard was Roy go, ooh. Oh, man.
All right, buddy.
Where's the wiener?
You got it in your hand.
I'm blindfolded.
All right, he's picking it up. Are you just going for it?
Yeah, I'm just going for it. I hear stuff falling off of it.
There is stuff falling off of it. No, but
that's
microphone.
The microphone.
Stop. No.
Nice. Did I bite the mic?
Yeah, you did.
Shoot, sorry. I'm blindfolded.
All right, you ready?
It's very foamy.
Go ahead,
here we go. You ready?
All right, first bite into the wiener.
Oh, things are falling off of it.
Sounds, it's a cereal.
It sounds crunchy.
What kind?
I don't know, but it's delicious.
It's delicious.
Is this Fruity Pebbles?
It is Fruity Pebbles. Wow, by the way, you are like a Jedi. Yeah,
I love how we're trying to create the most disgusting thing. We're actually reinventing the hot dog.
This is legit.
Dessert hot dog.
This is really good, Roy.
Sweet, salty.
Sorry, Muscles. I didn't mean to bomb the segment but if you put Fruity Pebbles pretty much on anything, it's gonna be good.
Poor Roy got the short end of the stick with the ranch.
Ranch is disgusting. Off the air, we should try it, but we got to go to break.
All right. Delicious. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'll get this video, everybody. Come
on. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Man, oh man, what a morning we've had for you. If you missed it, yesterday on the show, Roy got a weird voicemail and we played it on the air. And we referred to this person, Michelle, who thought she was calling someone else as the parrot lady.
Because she literally sounded like a parrot.
Listen to this.
Hey, Mark. It's Michelle. It's the parrot lady. Hey, it's me, the parrot lady. Remember me? We had such a good time. I just wanted to say hey and Michelle wants a cracker. Maybe some drinks too? Call me, Mark. Okay. Call Michelle.
Oh yeah, God. And we spent all afternoon trying to get her on the phone.
That's
and
real life.
We got her back on the show today.
Yeah, she called in at about 7 a.m. this morning. While the hot dogs are cooking behind us live in the studio for our weekend
cookout.
By the way,
you can hear them sizzle nice and well.
Yeah, you can.
There you go. Thanks, Muscles.
Hear those bad boys.
I like this. I like the grill idea.
I do.
Too.
We got champagne and hot dogs.
This is the way to get your weekend started right here.
Order up!
That's how we do a 4th of July show.
I love that. All right, you guys, so check this out. We are going to replay for you the phone call that we got from Michelle this morning, the parrot lady. If you missed it and didn't hear it at 7 a.m., you're in luck. The MRL Show, we love you guys, and we're going to let you hear it again coming up in under 10 minutes. Hands. One of the most amazing things happened on the radio show this week. Probably the most amazing thing that happened on the show in 2018. It's Roy's strange phone call he got from someone named Michelle, the parrot lady. She called us at 7 a.m. this morning. We'll discuss with her in 3 minutes.